I hope tourists from Indonesia, Malaysia and Brunei can enjoy the beauty of both countries. My hope is that more people will visit each other's countries. I also look forward to closer government cooperation to grow the tourism sector by improving connection, access and policies. And with the support from ASEAN, I believe we can make this partnership even stronger.
Pemerintah Indonesia akan bekerjasama dengan lebih erat untuk memajukan lagi industri pelancongan in terms of G2G, in terms of productivity, in terms of access, in terms of apa namanya dasar. So memang diharapkan akan dapat lebih lagi erat, terutama sekali dengan adanya umbrella ASEAN.
In 2024, some 25,974 Indonesians visited Brunei, while 15,000 people from Brunei traveled to Indonesia. And Haji Abdul Manaf hopes that by 2025, the number of visitors between the two countries could reach 1 million. The Financial Services Authority OJK would expand its approach to crypto assets after taking over the regulation and monitoring from the Futures Exchange Supervisory Board or BAPAPT, including integrating crypto and other financial sectors. The assessment was made by OJK's Executive of Financial Sector Technology, Digital Financial Assets and Crypto Asset, Hassan Fawzi, on Tuesday. According to him, the expansion includes product and services development, offering, risk monitoring and systemic impact management and integration with other financial sectors. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So, well, hello everyone. You might be noticing some changes in our broadcast. Usually we have this and then we have that after this. But this is a teaser of a very radical, can we say radical? Yeah. I'd like to say a radical and also great change in the Voice of Indonesia, in which more English programs for you on voanews.id and also the application RRI Digital. Plus, I'd like to welcome everybody who are watching from the RRNet channel. And today, the Voice of Indonesia will be talking about a lot. Really, one of them is about kites. Why kites? And also some other updates coming from Indonesia. So buckle up and stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, as I'd like to play you one song first. Should we play one? Maybe two. So in here, I'd like to play you this one. We have Raisa with Serba Salah.
Berbeda, lelah menjalani. kayo no. Lang ano pa sa laban ah?
Wasi mare ka man jo ayo.
Sige bilang ko ko bilang ko bilang ko sen. Eh,
wasi mare ka man jo, wasi mare ki piki pli.
Lige mi kan roi pan jala kapte pla to. Para ka tolo dilu kita to maga.
Jo ayo, ayo ayo.
Kamu yang itu aja jadi bolong kuku.
Nama mesin alat malatan. Nye. Biasa aja dong kubuke. Gak usah pakai otak.
Nama mesin nyolot malatan. Ye. Nyantai aja ge. Gak usah pakai otak.
Marah itu gak perlu. Udahan marahnya. Cepetan dong. Marah itu gak perlu. Udahan marahnya. Cepetan dong. Marah itu gak perlu. Udahan marahnya. Cepetan dong, marah itu gak perlu. Udahan marahnya, cepetan dong.
So every January 14th, some people who know about it celebrated and commemorated the International Kite Day. And apparently it began in some countries, but finally it is available in all countries including in Indonesia. And as quoted from the TikTok, apparently it came from Gujarat in India. But if you came to Indonesia and wanted to see the kites, I think you should go to Bali, not only during the festival, but without the festival, even you got to find some spots that have the kite itself in Bali. And in Bali, they have the Bali Kite Festival, which is claimed as one of the best kite festival in Indonesia. And listener, after this next one, we will have a special interview. It's not about kites, but instead, it is something related to science.
Baju lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak, beri
Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah terjadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersisa waktu di layar, para sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga merasa apa nanti tak harus robotik, kau sudah cantiknya. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu
sebagaimana yang semestinya. Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Long since Prometheus gave fire to humans, the human race has been using science while developing it to achieve greatness and also solve problems around this planet. And of course, in Indonesia, we also develop the science. We have LIPI, or the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, and now we have the BRIN, or the National Research and Innovation Agency. But we do not forget the heritage or the legacy of LIPI, and we would like to also see how Indonesia has been walking in the path of science and technology while commemorating the LIPI Physics Center establishment every January 13. To talk all about this, we have been connected via Zoom with Professor Thomas Jamaluddin, the Professor of Research in Astronomy and Astrophysics at BRIN. So, Professor, since it was established in 1986, I would like to know, what was its initial objective of the Physics Research Center, and how is it right now to be adapted to today's challenges and today's situation?
Yes, I think the Physics Research Center, previously under the LIPI, Indonesian Science Institute, and since 2021, integrated to BRIN, the Research and Innovation, National Research and Innovation Agency, as well as other research institutes like LAPAN for Energy and Space, and also the PVT for the Technology Assessment Agency. The research center, physical research center in LIPI, changed to be the Research Center for Physics, Quantum Physics, but the main task rather similar with the previously, that is concerning the theoretical physics, experimental physics, and also the related physics research. And as far as I know, that the main research in the center, the previous research activities concerning the theoretical physics and experimental physics related to the early stage of the universe maybe has the correlation with my research concerning the astrophysics.
Wow, the early stage of the universe. To be honest, I am so interested in science, sir, but actually, the world brings me, the universe bring me to radio, but it's nice to finally talk to a person of science. And talking about sciences and people's interests, we'll talk about that, but I would like to know, until now, with LIPI, with BRIN, with LAPAN, with everything, how far, could you share with us the key milestones that highlight Indonesia's contribution to the global science?
Yes, the contribution of the science research, especially in the physics and also in astronomy, astrophysics, maybe the Indonesia also involved and also give the contribution related to the physics research center in LIPI. This in since early 2000, the as far as I know, the LIPI researcher also participate in the research studying the Higgs particle, or the media call it as the good particle, in which this research, the experimental physics research using the facility in France, that is the Center for Nuclear Research, to find the elementary particle, what is called as the Higgs particle or good particle. And this is very important participation of the physics researcher in the international research activities. Also related to the astronomy astrophysics, the researcher in Asia, especially the previous observatory, the Lembang or the Busha Observatory, also contribute to the research of the southern sky, especially concerning the binary stars and so on. So with the our facility in Indonesia, as well as with the collaboration international facility, researcher scientists in Indonesia also participate and give the contribution to the global research activities.
Okay, so we have been contributing, we also play our part to the global community, but how far can you say that Indonesia's quote-unquote personal science developments compared to other countries?
If we compare the achievement of the science research in Indonesia and the global development, maybe we should recognize that the achievement is not so good due to the limitation of the budget, the facility. But through this international collaboration, we hope that the Indonesian scientists contribute to the global achievement also get more and more.
Because science doesn't belong to one country, it belongs to the whole humanity, right, sir? We got to share, we got to collaborate with each other, right?
Yes, the collaboration is very important.
All right. Listener, after this, we will talk about how the Indonesian people, especially the younger generation, would like to learn about sciences, especially STEM, after this one song.
Can you hear a man is moving back to Colorado? It's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your breast, but it's always from 3% peroxide thanks to you. I needed a good cry, I headed right to Kendra's. I hated you and I hope to God that you knew. Now there's drama from the club for that, where I met you.
Natasha's like him.
We're moving in an enlarged soul. And although you bring me to tears, I'm glad that we gave it a go.
Okay, listener, thank you very much. You're still on this special interview right now with Professor Thomas Jamaluddin, and we're still talking about the STEM Development Initiative in Indonesia. And of course, STEM cannot be separated from Indonesian future generation. I'm talking about the current students and also those who will work on it in the future. I would like to know, sir, how do you see the situation of these children in selecting their major? Is science less or more popular than other fields like, how do we call it, accounting, design, graphic design? Do you see that? And if you, according to you, that science, every branch of science is less popular than those other fields, how do you think is the best way to make them interested in science?
Yes, science sometimes is considered very difficult by students. So the physics as well as the mathematics, maybe some students consider it as the difficult sub. But actually, the physics and also mathematics is very important and very interesting if we know how the physics works in this this universe. So through this, the popularization of the science, and not many multimedia can be used to explain how the science work to explain concerning the natural phenomena. If we observe the planets orbiting the sun, and also how the season change every year, we can use this phenomena to explain how the physics and science work, explaining the natural phenomena. And now using the social media, using the internet, YouTube, this is important to give the inspiration for young generation. The simple experiment using physics and also explaining the phenomena like the planet orbiting the sun, and this can be used for developing the technology and launching satellite and so on, and also how the season change due to the different position of the sun during the revolution of the Earth around the sun, and also the how the global warming affect this maybe we can use the science to give the inspiration to young generation in understanding the natural phenomena, and also give inspiration to develop new technology by understanding the physics.
Yes, I remember in 1999 we have the movie Petualangan Sherina. I remember one specific song that I believe that makes a lot of millennials at that time want to be scientists. In the song, there are three questions. why the sun is shining, why the earth is rotating, and why the water is flowing. Maybe this kind of questions needs to be raised in the mind of our children. Isn't it, sir?
Yes. This is one example of this, the cinema concerning, for example, the Petualangan Sherina, how the adventure the Sherina around the Bosha Observatory. And maybe this gives the inspiration how using this telescope in the observatory can observe the stars and understand the we learn and we use the physics to explain that the inside the sun and as well as the stars, there is the nuclear reaction that produce huge energy, and maybe such kind of this cinema can give the inspiration. And many other the cinema for children and as well as the video in YouTube also can give the inspiration for children to learn the astronomy, to learn the physics, and to understand the natural phenomena, and maybe give the inspiration by understanding such phenomena using the music to develop the technology that maybe in the future the dangerous children will be good researcher that are finding new technology.
Hatiku sedih, hatiku gundah, tak ingin pergi berpisah. Hatiku bertanya, hatiku curiga, mungkinkah ku temui kebahagiaan seperti di sini. Sahabat yang selalu ada dalam suka dan duka, sahabat yang selalu ada dalam suka dan duka. Dalam tidurku yang
mengapa bintang
Listener, you are still in the special interview with Professor Thomas Jamaluddin, the Professor of Research and Astronomy and Astrophysics at Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency. Let's continue to talk about how STEM education in Indonesia, and how do you see the current STEM education in Indonesia? Is it deeply rooted since the primary school, or how do you see the situation?
STEM education should be started from the primary school, because this is very important. Of course, the how to teach these things, this depends on the age of the student and the using the observation phenomena observation in the surrounding school, and also observing the sky and so on. This can be used to give the inspiration and make the relation between the material learned in we can observe in nature. So learning and teaching the science is very important from primary school, secondary school, and high school. Of course, in the universities is very important to advance in the science.
Okay, so we have talked about the manpower, the upcoming manpower for science in Asia from schools. And I thought I would like to talk about the natural resources that Indonesia has. It's not only about the materials for study, but also our geographic location places across Indonesia. This great potential, has it been used optimally for our science?
Very important, and this can support the teaching, learning, and also the research concerning the science. In my field concerning the space science and the astronomy, the position of Indonesia in the equator is very important. Many phenomena can be explained by science concerning the season, concerning the how to launch the rocket. This is very important. Position in the equator in launching the rocket is very efficient, because this the position in the equator is very special in launching space vehicle. So many other resources in Indonesia also can be used to encourage young generation to learn science, and of course this to developing technology based on the basic science.
Okay, sir. I am so interested in we being in the equator, and also for the launching of rocket. I'm so envious about for the people in Florida who can watch the rocket being launched. And why would we haven't got that one, sir? Either from Indonesia and maybe from foreign counterparts to build that rocket launching site in our country?
Yes, the launching site from equator is actually make the energy for launching is can be more efficient, because the direct position to the equator can be the maneuver of this the satellite the position. This we know that the main launcher in Florida and also in Japan is the high latitude. Some launching arrived the spaceport in Guyana. This belongs to the French. This very close to the equator, because this launching site near equator is the best. And Indonesia is spot for launching rocket very close to the equator, especially for India Island. We hope this in the future we can use this position as the launching site for launching rocket to be more efficient.
Before we continue, why don't we check first this company profile from the BRIN, or the National Research and Innovation Agency.
Voice of Indonesia.
National Research and Innovation Agency, a synergy in an orchestra. Established through the Presidential Regulation No. 78 of 2021 about the National Research and Innovation Agency. To enhance science and technology's contribution to the national development and to improve the research and innovation ecosystem in Indonesia. The National Research and Innovation Agency is a government agency that is directly responsible to the President of the Republic of Indonesia. Consists of 7 deputies, supported by 12 research institutes, have 85 research centers, Executive Secretariat, Executive Inspectorate, Center for Data and Information, Center for Technology Services, and Polytechnic Institute of Nuclear Technology Indonesia. Through the three directions, science and technology resources mobilization, providing a favorable research ecosystem, building an economy foundations based on research. The presence of National Research and Innovation Agency is to achieve Indonesia's goals as a developed country in 2045. Also to make Indonesia as a global reference for sciences, bringing advantages on science and technology development, policy making, and societies.
And so to conclude this special interview, I would like to know what would you like to say to our scientists and policy makers to make sure that Indonesia in the future will have a good advancement in science and we can compete with other nations in terms of science advancement.
Yes, the projection of the economy of Indonesia in the future, mainly by 2050, it is mentioned that the Indonesia will be fourth in the economic power after China, US, India, and then Indonesia. We hope such a condition with the development of the Indonesian economy can the science can be used and the basic for developing technology. The basic science is very important to develop technology, not only just use the foreign technology, but we can develop the technology based on the basic through the BRIN as the research institute. We can encourage and promote more research from the basic science, the technology, and also the application. So we hope by 2054, where 100 Indonesian independence, Indonesia has been one of the developed countries and supported by science and technology developing by Indonesian researchers.
Okay, we also wish that dream is not only coming true, but we all of us make it come true. Okay, thank you very much, Professor, for joining us in this special interview. And that's it, listener. It was the Professor of Research in Astronomy and Astrophysics at Brain, Professor Thomas Jamaluddin, who talked about the LIPI Physics Center establishment and the development of STEM in Indonesia. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Did you know the oldest site in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely, from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The site is called Kagapiro Kolope or Kagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liang Kabori village. The painting describes people playing kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still play kites? Comment down below.
Listener, here's the news line. Social Affairs Ministry to integrate women empowerment programs. Merdeka Building in Bandung to be revitalized. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian Social Affairs Ministry will integrate women empowerment programs into Ruang Bersama Indonesia or Indonesian Common Space. Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf claimed to have more than 120,000 volunteers with every program designed to directly benefit the people. The Indonesian Common Space is designed as a village-based and cross-ministries collaboration platform. The Merdeka Building in Bandung will be revitalized ahead of the 70th anniversary of Asia-Africa Conference. After visiting the building, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Sugiono said, Merdeka Building is the nation's diplomacy heritage that needs to be preserved. Quoted from Antara, Minister Sugiono said the revitalization detail is still under discussion. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.